Yeah, HUD Secretary, Housing and Urban Development, used to be Ben Carson in the first Trump term. This year, it's this time around, it's Scott Turner here as the event was held at Statuary Hall. On Thursday, Turner commented on why prayer is so important to the United States.
Prayer is very powerful because Almighty God is powerful. And that truth has guided our great nation through mountaintops and valleys for the past 250 years.
HUD Secretary Scott Turner says the founders of our nation knew how important it was for citizens to follow a Christian example.
Our founding fathers were men of faith who understood that God is the cornerstone of our republic. And all of us here, because we recognize that truth as well, and we know that God's power impacts both the lives of individuals and the destiny of our entire country.
Finally, Turner says spiritual guidance is as important now as it was when the country was founded.
To paraphrase, Benjamin Franklin said, "The God who controls the flight of sparrows is the same God who charts the course of nations." Scripture says in Proverbs that the heart of man plans his ways, but the Lord establishes his steps. I'm so grateful that God establishes my steps. How about you?
All right. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Scott Turner at last Thursday's National Day of Prayer event. Meanwhile, this day in history, 1973, charges were dropped against Daniel Ellsberg for leaking the Pentagon Papers during the Vietnam War. Years later, Ellsberg told the AP that he had to release the papers, a secret government study of Americans' role in Vietnam.
It did prove to be helpful to put out this information, and it certainly was worth the risks that I ran.
Also on this day in history, in 1816, the American Bible Society was formed, and also in 1981, Hall of Fame reggae singer, songwriter Bob Marley died of a brain tumor at the age of 36. And finally, on this day in 1997, an IBM computer, Deep Blue, won a six-game chess match against champion Garry Kasparov. All right, and finally, our morning devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love. I read this at my mom and stepdad yesterday in Milwaukee, and I'll share it with you today. Well, I read yesterday. So it's a 365-day journey. So the one from May 11th reads, "Don't let your failures talk you out of God's grace." Isaiah 1:18 says, "Come now, let us settle the matter, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool." And Bob Goff says, "Have you ever seen The House of a Hoarder? I haven't, but I caught one on TV once, and it gave me the creeps," says Goff. "Little pathways between mountains of stuff lead to other rooms filled with magazines and dolls and dollar store deals. While the majority of us don't live this way in our homes, plenty of us do in our hearts, clogging them with memories of our past failures. We stack our errors like old, outdated newspapers, and then we pick them up and read them. Past failures lie to us about who we are. The acclaimed author Brené Brown coined the idea that mistakes are something you do, but shame is something you are. A hoarding heart full of past failures can eventually convince you that you didn't just fail, but that you are a failure." Goff says, "Here's a load of truth for you. You're not. Why? Because God says so." Goff says, "If mess-ups were push-ups, I'd be totally ripped. Aren't you glad God's response to our failure is always grace? Jesus said forgiveness from him is an unlimited resource. It never runs out. We might make the same mistake we've made dozens of times before, and God will keep drawing us close. Is it fair? Of course not. Don't worry about it. God still delights in us. Don't let your failures talk you out of God's grace. Grace moves us toward God and other people. When our failures try to keep us isolated, grace says it's safe to show up and be seen once again. Yank open the curtains and clear out the clutter. Grace is like the sunrise. It's there for us every day, whether we choose to enjoy it or not." Bob Goff says, "God already took care of the cost of grace. Why not receive it with joy? Bring your clutter to God with confidence. He has the power to replace our memories with his son." Today's two questions: what's holding you back? What's your biggest mess up? And I see that, maybe this was entered here today, and it was for a birthday that was on Saturday. So, yeah, we don't want to forget about Cecily Lindner. Her dad, Bob, says, "It's been a blessing to watch Cecily grow up throughout this area. She's now a dietitian, a mother, soon to expect her second child while raising her young family with her husband, Caleb. It's a joy watching you and Caleb Bray, your young family, in the instruction of the Lord. Continue to live out that calling, praying you were celebrated over your birthday weekend. Yeah, happy birthday, Cecily. I know her. It's been a lot of years since I saw her, but she's an awesome young woman for sure. Very bright and talented.
Good morning. Oh, it was, of course, a beautiful weekend because I got to see my grandson and my son and his wife, my daughter-in-law. And I got my annual picture in front of the flowering tree with my sons. And that was always a joy that I have. But my biggest joy was watching my grandson watch Grandpa. He was really impressed with Grandpa this trip. And he was constantly watching him and grinning at him and smiling at him and giggling at him. And so it was like that was just a joy to watch. I was really appreciating that. And also the fact that I was able to go to church without my cane. So impressed with my recovery. I appreciate all that God has done to help healing my back. And I am walking much better. So very grateful to God for everything. Thank you.
My oldest daughter and I spent the whole day together. And we had a late breakfast, which was very good. And we went to the movie Michael. And it was I would highly recommend that movie. It was great. And the popcorn was so good.
All right, Tammy and Cameron with her highlight of the weekend. Whip Wake Up Show, we're asking you what was your highlight of the weekend. We're sharing ours here on WWIB. Love to hear yours. 30 seconds or less. What was it? 715-396-1670. Mine wouldn't have been possible without Caleb. Thanks again so much for filling in on Shahai Softball on Saturday. And, getting a chance to go see my mom. My sister's made this an annual event at her place in Salem, Wisconsin. So to see my mom and my sisters and some of the kids like young Benton. And also got to meet my niece Paige's latest son, Archer. So he was just born in November. So a good family gathering.
You know, we had a great time hanging out with my side of the family, with my parents and siblings and nieces and nephews, and then with my mother-in-law and father-in-law and my sister-in-law and brother-in-law came over as well, too. So some great time. And actually, since we missed out on some Easter fun being with the family, we were able to do a little makeup Easter egg hunt with the kids at my mother-in-law's house. Because, of course, on Mother's Day, she's still always thinking of others because that's just that's who she is. I have to say kind of the highlight of my weekend was actually later on that night. We got home, everybody was kind of tired, but the kids were sort of wired from, again, the Easter candy and such, and Teddy gathered all his baseball stuff, and I was getting some steps in, and, you know, kind of, as always, maybe looking at my phone, prepping a little bit for the work that needed to be done today, and he said, "Daddy, play baseball," and I probably was like, yeah. You know, and he said, "Daddy, put your phone down." And it kind of struck me a little bit too, because for one thing, he's three, and I forget that, he can speak in full sentences, but he was like, "Daddy, put your phone down." And so I was like, "Yeah, I'm going to put my phone down and we're going to play." And so we played baseball in the house and just had a great time. He thinks that you don't tag people out, you whip the ball at them. But it was just a lot of fun. Again, playing with my three-year-old and hearing the peals of laughter.
That sounds great.
So, got rid of the phone for a bit and enjoyed the time with him.
Well, we may not be there quite yet, but swimming season is right around the corner.
It is almost time. It's almost pool season each year. I didn't realize this. Each year, there are around 60,000 pool installations in the United States. Talking both above ground and in ground pools.
There's a lot of money to be made there. The U.S. has approximately 10.4 million residential backyard pools.
You usually see those, right, when you're flying overhead and you can kind of count the homes that have the pools in the backyard. About 6.1 million in ground pools and 4.3 million above ground pools in the United States.
There you go. So swimming season right around the corner.
Yeah, hopefully it's getting hot enough to use them again very soon.
Wake Up Show on WWIB, where we are family, which means we can talk about sometimes uncomfortable subjects like bugs.
Indeed. We have some bug factoids for you. We talked earlier about, pool season is coming. Well, also, I guess bug season is coming. And let's just learn. God created them, right? For some reason. A cockroach can live for up to a week without a head.
Wow.
We'll just start off with that one.
We thought it was just chickens, but that's a lot longer for the cockroach. All right, how about this? Ants are social insects, and they live in colonies, which may have as many as 500,000 individuals.
That is not the news I wanted to hear on this Monday morning, wow. Powell, because we've had some ant trouble.
Yeah,
so.
I hear you on that, yeah.
Here come the bugs, a few bug factoids, some fun facts. In its entire lifetime, the average worker bee produces 1/12 of a teaspoon of honey.
Huh. Wow. I didn't know that. Something else here. Boy, I don't like this one. I don't like mosquitoes. Only female mosquitoes bite. Huh. Females need the protein from blood to produce their eggs.
Interesting. Creepy crawling bug facts here on the Wave Wake Up Show. A few more. So we talked about only female mosquitoes can bite, while only full-grown male crickets can chirp.
Huh.
Okay. So it's kind of like the male mosquitoes are off the hook. It's like, oh, they're not biting. Well, you know that chirping when it keeps you up at night?
Yeah. Okay.
The female crickets aren't doing that. It's just the male crickets.
That's the guys. Okay, a couple more here. There are more insects in 1 square mile of rural land than there are human beings on the entire earth.
If you didn't have the creepy crawlies before, you might now.
Yes.
Two more here. Worker ants may live 7 years, and the queen may live as long as 15 years.
Huh. And finally this morning, at least this go around, a single honeybee can visit up to 5,000 flowers in a single day while foraging for nectar and pollen.
Interesting. Bees work very hard. I think we found that out.
As do ants. All right. Well, if you were with us earlier in the hour, we had some factoids about insects. We continue. For instance, did you know that dragonflies have been on the Earth a really long time, making them even older than most dinosaurs? Wow.
Crazy. More bug facts. Butterflies taste their food using chemical sensors on their feet to determine if a leaf is the right place to lay eggs.
Huh. Didn't know it. A common housefly regurgitates its digestive juices onto solid food to liquefy it before eating. Sorry if I disrupted your breakfast there.
Goodness. More bug facts here. Termite queens are among the longest-lived insects in the world. Some termite queens are known to live up to 50 years.
Wow. That's crazy. Here's a few more. This one here. Fleas can jump over 100 times their own body length, which is equivalent to a human jumping over a skyscraper.
Incredible. Praying mantises are the only insects known to have the ability to turn their heads 180 degrees.
Can't do that. My last one here. A ladybug can consume more than 5,000 aphids during its lifetime, making them a natural form of pest control. Thank you, ladybugs.
Useful. And finally, some bug factoids here in the Wib Wake Up Show. Caterpillars have approximately 4,000 muscles in their bodies, whereas humans only have about 650 muscles.
Huh.
The muscle-bound caterpillar, where do they go to work out?
Wow.
Interesting facts about God's creatures. Some of the creepy crawlies that maybe we don't think as much unless they're freaking us out or we want to squish them. But pretty interesting.